Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalid, and Mirz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Ayin Reish Dalid Amid Beis. Again, we don't put down Reish Ayin Dalid, it's Ayin Reish Dalid Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruvei Tchumin. We pick up today on the bottom line of Ayin Reish Dalid Amid Aleph with Simon Tuf Tes Sif Beis. My apologies for the lateness of the hour. Also, my apologies, but today's share, once again, is going to be audio only. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and our learning should be a schus, Refuah Shelema, for Chole Yisrael. Let's pick up right away with Sif Beis. So the truth is that Tuf Tes Sif Beis opens up with what seems to be a little bit of a startling statement. And we're going to see a rather big chiddush contained in between the lines of this statement. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Tzarech sheyehehu ve'eruvai b'makayim echad. Now, translated literally, that would mean that you and your eruv have to be located in one place. Now, that certainly does not seem to be true, right? You and your eruv don't have to be in the same place during Ben Hashmashas when the Erev goes into effect. We know that the Erev has to be within your tchum, but you do not have to be located under any circumstances. You do not have to be located together with your Erev at Bein HaShmashos in order for your Erev to be effective. So these words should not be simply translated literally that you and your Erev have to be in one place in order for it to be effective. What it really means is that you and your Erev have to be able to be in one place in order for your Erev to be effective. Before we even see anything else, let's take a look in the Bir Halacha on Ayin Reish Dalet Amid Beis, Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil B'Mokayim Echad. And here's where I think we're going to see something that's going to strike us as a pretty big chiddush. Until now, we've been operating under the basic assumption that the way in Eruvei Tchumin works is you set up your mazon shtei seudos, you set up your Eruvei Tchumin, and because your pas, your mazon shtei seudos, is at that location, you could remotely be kind of shvisa where your Erev is. So while we have assumed all along that you and your Erev certainly don't have to be in the same place when the Erev goes into effect, like we've said, you could be at home in your city and your Erev could be, let's say, 1,500 amas away outside the city, so long as it's within your tchum, and you're going to be kind of shvisa where your Erev is. But the assumption that we've always had is that you're going to be kind of shvisa exactly where the Erev is located. However, now we're going to see that that's not really the case. Let's take a look here at this Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil B'Makom Echad, Chafetz Chaim says, when the Mechaber says that Tzarech sheyehehu ve'eruvai b'makom echad, you and your Erev have to be in one place, Asi la'afuke, the Mechaber is coming to exclude Heichad la'yachal la'hagia elav, a case where you cannot access your Erev. Ukidalakameh, like the Mechaber is going to go on to explain. Aval heicha deyocha lahagia elav, but so long as your Erev is located in a place where you can access it. Afilun niskaven liknoi shvisa rochok mimokoim hanochas ha'erev. Even if your intent is not to be kind of shvisa where the Erev is, you actually want to be kind of shvisa at a different place, somewhat distant from the location of the Erev. So I feel in this kave liknoi shvisa, even if your intent is to be kind of shvisa, not exactly where the Erev is, but rachoik mimakarim hanachas ha'erev, distant from the place that you're putting down the Erev. Mikri makarim echad, that's still called that you and your Erev are in one place. Kol shehu b'sach tchumai, so long as the Erev is within your tchum, v'yachal lahagia elav, and you can reach it and access it without being in violation of Hilchos Shabbos. So what we see over here from the Mechaber and from this Bir Halacha is a very, very fascinating thing. Let's say you're starting off Shabbos in your city, you want to be able to go 4,000 amos away from the border of your city for a daf yomi shir, but your default tchum only allows you to go 2,000 amos away from the border of your city. So you want to take your eril, you know what, I'm sorry, but I'm going to change the numbers. You want to go to a daf yomi shir that's 3,000 amos away from the border of your city, which your default tchum does not allow you to do. It's 1,000 amos further than your default tchum, which is only 2,000 amos beyond the border of your city. So what do you want to do? You want to set up an eruve tchumen. Now, in this case, your eruv does not have to be located all the way at the far limit of your tchum. You're not trying to go 4,000 amos beyond the borders of your city. You're only trying to go 3,000 amos beyond the border of your city. So where does your eruv have to be put? Your eruv has to be put, let's say, 1,000 amos beyond the borders of the city. So now you could go 1,000 amos to your eruv, and that's your new makom shvisa. And now you could go another 2,000 amos from your new makom shvisa, from your eruv, to the daf yomi shir. So you picked up the 1,000 amos that you needed. But our assumption always was, you're going to put down the eruv 1,000 amos beyond the borders of your city, and that's going to be your makom shvisa, precisely where the eruv is. Comes out from the Mechaber and the Bir Halacha over here, you don't really have to do that. You could put your eruv 500 amos outside the border of the city. Now, if you put your eruv 500 amos beyond the border of the city, and your kaina shvisa at the eruv, you can't go to the daf yomi shir. The daf yomi shir is 3,000 amos beyond the border of the city. Now, you put your eruv tchumen 500 amos beyond the border of the city. You get another 2,000 amos from the eruv. That's going to bring you to a point 2,500 amos beyond the borders of the city. It's not going to bring you to the daf yomi shir. That's 3,000 amos beyond the border of the city. But what you could do, according to this Bir Halacha, is you could put down your eruv tchumen 500 amos beyond the border of the city, but not have kavana, don't have intent to be kaina shvisa over there. Have intent to be kaina shvisa 1,000 amos beyond the borders of the city. So you're not putting your eruv tchumen where you want to be kaina shvisa. You want to be kaina shvisa 1,000 amos to the east of the city so that you could go 3,000 amos to the east of the city. You don't have to go all the way to the makom shvisa and put the eruv tchumen down over there. You could go 500 amos to the east of the city, put down your eruv, and have kavana, not that I'm being kaina shvisa over here where I'm putting down the eruv. I'm being kaina shvisa at a point 1,000 amos to the east of the city. Your eruv is not there. Doesn't matter that your eruv is not there. Why? Because like the Bir Halacha says over here, the Bir Halacha says, let's read it inside again. Even if you have kavana to be kind of shvisa distant from the point at which you're putting the eruv. So in my case, my kavana is to be kind of shvisa 1,000 amos to the east of the city. That's where I want to be kind of shvisa. But I'm not putting the eruv there. I'm putting the eruv of only 500 amos to the east of the city. Doesn't matter. It works. And mikri mokay mechad. That's called that your eruv is in the place where you want to be kaina shvisa. Why? Kol shehu b'seich tchumai, because it's within your tchum, right? You're going back to the city. The place that you want to be kaina shvisa is 1,000 amos away from the city. It's within your tchum. V'yocha lahagiei lov. And so both the eruv and the point at which you want to be kaina shvisa are within your tchum. V'yocha lahagiei lov. And from the point that you want to be kaina shvisa, you're able to access your eruv. That's going to make for a successful eruv. So if I want to read this mechaber again from the beginning of Sif Beis, the way I would read it is, Sarech sheyehehu ve'eruvai b'makom echad. Who does not mean that you physically have to be there. It means, Sarech sheyehehu, you in your new makam shvisa, the eruvai and your eruv have to be mamakam echad. They have to be in one place, meaning that it's in one place that you could access the eruv from the makam shvisa. So tsarish yehe hu, you in the place that you want to be kind of shvisa, the eruvai and your eruv have to be mamakam echad. They have to be in one place. You want to be kind of shvisa 1,000 amas beyond the borders of the city. So you have intent. I want to be kind of shvisa over there. Fine. You could be kind of shvisa over there. But the way you're going to be kind of shvisa over there is through the device and the mechanics of a Ruvei Truman. So your Erev has to be accessible from that point. Okay, if you put your Erev 500 amas to the east of the city and you kind of shvisa 1,000 amas to the east of the city, no problem. You could go 1,000 amas to the east of your city, is within your tchum. You could access the Erev. The Erev is 500 amas to the east of the city. You could access it from your makam shvisa that you want, 1,000 amas to the east of the city. That fulfills tsarish yehu ve'eruvai b'makam echad. So it's a little bit counterintuitive. It's not what we would have expected, right? We thought, what are the mechanics of a Ruvei Truman? You put down your pots, and that's exactly where you're going to be kind of shvisa. Turns out that no, there's really kind of two factors determining your new makam shvisa based on your Ruvei Truman. There's an intent. You have to have an intent to be kind of shvisa at a specific place. And you need the device of an Eruvei Truman. Now, in order to take advantage of the device of the Eruvei Truman doesn't have to be at that exact spot. But it has to be Mamakam Echad. What does that mean, it has to be Mamakam Echad? It has to be accessible from that spot. If it's not accessible from that spot, then you don't have an Erev. Then your intent alone doesn't work. But we're going to see is that your intent alone does not work, but your Erev alone also doesn't work. So now, with that backdrop, against this backdrop, let's start again. Tsarich sheyehu ve'eruvai b'makam echad. Your new makam shvisa, the place that you intend on being kind of shvisa, and your Eruvei Truman have to be b'makam echad so that you can access your Eruvei Truman from the point at which you want to be kind of shvisa, continues the Mechaber. Why? So that at Bein Hashmashos, when the halachas of Erevin kick in, you should be able to eat the Erev at your makam shvisa. As long as the Erev is at a place where it's accessible from your makam shvisa, that means you could eat it over there during Bein Hashmashos. It's not exactly at the same geographic spot. You want to be kind of shvisa 1,000 amas to the east of the city. Your Erev is only 500 amas to the east of the city. Yeah, but no problem. You could go get it. There's nothing stopping you from going and getting it. So Bein Hashmashos, you're able to eat your Erev at the place where you want to be kind of shvisa. Let's stop here for a moment. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah is Kanches Kedeshia Efsher, Ta'atama Erev Mishum Deneshav Kilu Kavadirosesham. The whole point of the Erev, what are the mechanics of the Eruvei Truman? That you're going to be kind of shvisa by using your mazon, your food of the Erev. So wherever you have intent to be kind of shvisa, you need to be able to eat the food of your Erev. Well, as long as it's accessible, it's okay. Ice cotton test, Bein Hashmashos, who's making yes Erev Tchilas Shabbos. Bein Hashmashos is when the halachas of the Erevin kick in. Now, let's go further in the Mechaber, and the meaning of this will become clearer to us. Says the Mechaber, Viter, top line, Ein Reish Tal Ramid Beis, Lefikach. Therefore, against this backdrop, against this understanding of Eruvei Truman, Lefikach, Im Niskavin Lishbois Berishos HaRabim. Let's say you had Kavana, I'm going to be kind of shvisa in this spot in Rishos HaRabim. Okay, strange place to be kind of shvisa, but why not? I want to be kind of shvisa at this spot in the Rishos HaRabim. Lufikach, im niskaven lishbois b'Rishos HaRabim. If your kavana is to be kind of shvisa at a location that is in Rishos HaRabim, But you went to that spot, right? You scoped it out before Shabbos. You said, okay, I need to be Kanya Shvisa somewhere over here so that I should be within reach of my Daf Yomishir. Okay, this looks like a nice spot in Rishos HaRabim where I would be willing to be Kanya Shvisa. All right, I need to put down my Iruvei Trumen. You know what? This doesn't look like such a good spot to put down my Iruvei Trumen. Maybe it's not so protected. I want to put my Iruvei Trumen in a more protected spot. Oh, but right next door, there's a walled-in chotzer. So you know what I'll do? I'll drop my Eruv over the wall. I'll put my Iruvei Trumen. I mean, it's within Dalet Amos of where I want to be Kanya Shvisa. I want to be Kanya Shvisa over here in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, maybe on the other side of the wall, next to the wall. All right, I want to put my pas of the Eruv inside the Rishos HaYochid so that it's protected. Sounds like it's not such a bad plan. Says the Mechaber, it's a very bad plan. If you had intent and you had kavana to be kind of shvisa out in the Rishos HaRabim, but you put the Eruv in a Rishos HaYochid, or the other way around, Rishos HaYochid. You had kavana to be kind of shvisa inside the Rishos HaYochid. But for whatever reason, you put the mazon of the Erev out in the Rishos HaRabim. In both of those cases, says the Mechaber, ain't a Erev. Your Erev is not going to be a good Erev. Why is it not going to be a good Erev? Because you and your Erev are not b'mokam echad. What do you mean they're not b'mokam echad? Where you have intent to be kind of shvisa, you can't take advantage of the Erev. Because you're in one Rishos Daraisa, the Erev is in another Rishos Daraisa. So you want it to be kind of Shvisa, let's say, in the Rishos HaRabim. Very nice. That's an eligible place to be kind of Shvisa. But you don't have an Erev that's accessible to you. Because your Erev is on the other side of the wall in the Rishos HaYochid. How are you going to enjoy, how are you going to take advantage of the food of your Erev? You can't transfer it from the Rishos HaYochid to the Rishos HaRabim at Ben Hashmashas. It's an Issa Daraisa Vaitzah. So it's not accessible to you. And so too, vice versa. You want to be kind of shvisa in a Rishos HaYochid? Gesundheit. You put your Eruvei Trumen in a Rishos HaRabim. Okay? That means that it's not accessible to you. You, meaning your Mokam, you at your intended Mokam Shvisa, and your Erev are not B'mokam Echad. If you would go to your intended Mokam Shvisa, you don't have to be there at Ben Hashmashas. At Ben Hashmashas, you could be back home in the city. But if you were at your intended Mokam Shvisa at Ben Hashmashas, which is in a Rishos HaYochid, your Erev is in the Rishos HaRabim. Maybe it's within Dalet Amos of you, but it's in a Rishos HaRabim. You're not going to be able to transfer it from the Rishos HaRabim to the Rishos HaYochid. That's not who the Eruv Ay B'Mokam Echad, and therefore the Erev is not going to be effective. She'iyev shaloi lohoitzi mirishos HaYochid l'Rishos HaRabim Ben Hashmashas ela ba'avera. Because the only way for you to get hold of the Erev would be through violating the Issur Daraisa of Hoitzah. So again, what we're seeing over here is, Tzar Shiyehi Huv Eruvai B'Mokim Echad means, you at your intended Mokim Shvisa and your Erev have to be B'Mokim Echad, meaning you have to be you both have to be together in a way that you could make use of the Erev. You don't have to be at the location of your Erev at Ben Hashmashas. You could be home, comfortable in your dining room in your city, you know, far away. You could even be more than 2,000 amos away from your Erev, we learned, right? As long as the Erev is within the tchum of your city, it has to be within 2,000 amos of your city, but it doesn't have to be within 2,000 amos of your house. Your house could be in the middle of the city somewhere. So you could be quite far away from your Erev at Ben Hashmashas, but your intended Mokam Shvisa, Tzarushi Yehehu, you at your intended Mokam Shvisa and your Erev have to be Mokam Echad so that if you are at your intended Mokam Shvisa, you would be able to take advantage of the mazain of your Erev. Okay, so till now, the Mechaber has said, so if your intended Mokam Shvisa is in a Rishos HaRabim and your Erev is in a Rishos HaYochid, or if your intended Mokam Shvisa is in a Rishos HaYochid and your Erev is in a Rishos HaRabim, your Erev is not effective Because if you go, if you would be at your intended Makom Shvisa, you would not be able to use the Mazon of your Erev. You would have to transfer it from another Rishus Daraisa to your Rishus, which would be Malacha Daraisa. It's during Ben Hashmashas, but it's still Malacha Daraisa during Ben Hashmashas, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that. So therefore, your Erev is not going to be effective. Now, what I want to point out over here is something I said earlier. Your intended Makom Shvisa does not give you a Makom Shvisa absent an Eruvei Truman. Your Eruvei Truman does not give you a new Makom Shvisa absent your intent. We could see that right over here. Why don't we say that your Kohen Shvisa where your Erev is? All right, fine. I'm in Rishus HaRabim. My Erev is in Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so you know what? Forget about it. Let me just be Kohen Shvisa where I put the Erev down. No, you're not going to be Kohen Shvisa just where you put the Erev down. Why? Because you didn't have Kavanah to be Kohen Shvisa there. You need both ingredients. You have to have Kavanah to be Kohen Shvisa where you're putting the Erev, and the you have to have Kavanah to be Kohen Shvisa at a specific spot, and you need an Eruvei Truman that is accessible to you at that spot. But you need both. The fact that you put an Eruvei Truman in the Rishus HaRabim is not going to give you Shvisa at the location of the Erev if your intent was to be kind of Shvisa next door in a Rishus HaYachid. Why? Why don't we just say, okay, so fine. So I won't be kind of Shvisa in the Rishus HaYachid. Let me be kind of Shvisa where I put down the Eruvei Truman. No, you're not. Why? Because that wasn't your Kavanah. Your Kavanah was to be kind of Shvisa in the Rishus HaYachid. And guess what? Over there you don't have an accessible Erev. So over there you have Kavanah, but you don't have an Erev. In the Rishus HaRabim, you have an Erev, but you don't have Kavanah. You need both ingredients, apparently, in order to be Kohen Shvisa. Now continues the Mechaber and says, okay, so we've discussed if you're in one Rishus Daraisa and your Erev is in a different Rishus Daraisa. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, Im niskaven lishpais b'Rishus HaYachid oy b'Rishus HaRabim. If your kavana was to be kind of shvisa in a rishus hayachid or in a rishus harabim, v'hiniach eruvei b'karmelis, and your eruv is located in a karmelis, so you had kavana to be kind of shvisa out in the rishus harabim. It happens to be that right next to the rishus harabim there is a karmelis. There's an area that's a bika. It's the rolling plains of grain. It's not a makom hiluch harabim. And you decided that maybe it's a little bit safer to put the Erev next door in the Karmelis than to leave it in the Rishus HaRabim. So again, your intended Makom Shvisa and the Eruvei Truman are in two different types of Rishuyas. But now, your intended Makom Shvisa is in a Rishus HaRabim, which is a Rishus Daraisa. Your Erev is in a Karmelis, which is in a Rishus Darabana. To transfer from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, or a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, is not an Issa Daraisa. It's only an Issa Darabana. Oh, when do we need this to, when do we need the Erev to be accessible? During Ben Hashmashas. Ooh, an Issa Darabana during Ben Hashmashas is mutter if it's Litzarech Mitzvah, or Shasat Chak. An Erev Truman is only made Litzarech Mitzvah. So, okay. So we could waive an Issa D'Rabbanan Litzarech Mitzvah. So now your Erev is accessible to you, even though you and your Erev are in two different types of Rishuyas. Again, your intended Makom Shvisa, let's say, is in Rishus HaYachid. Or your intended Makom Shvisa is in Rishus HaRabim. Your Erev is in a Karmelis. Transfer from one to the other is an Issa D'Rabbanan. But you want to do it for an Eruvei Truman. An Eruvei Truman has to be Tzarech Mitzvah. Tzarech Mitzvah, an Issa D'Rabbanan, Tzarech Mitzvah during Ben Hashmashas is Mutter. So that means that the Erev is accessible to you. So again, says the Mechaber, Avalim Niskavin Lishpais Berushas HaYachid or Berushas HaRabim. If your Kavanah was to be kind of Shvisa in a Rishus HaYachid or in a Rishus HaRabim, V'iniach Eruve B'Karmelis, and you placed the Eruve Truman in a Karmelis, Oyesh Niskavin Lishpais B'Karmelis, or maybe you had Kavanah to be kind of Shvisa in the Karmelis, V'iniach Eruve Berushas HaYachid or Berushas HaRabim, and you placed the Erev in a Rishus HaYachid or in a Rishus HaRabim, Hareza Erev, then it is an effective Erev. Shebashas Kinias or Erev Shu Ben Hashmashas, because at the point that Hilchas Erevin kicks in during Ben Hashmashas, Mutter Lahitzi Ulahaktis Bikalechad Mishteh Rishuis Lakarmelis Ladvar Mitzvah, because it's Mutter to transfer Ben Hashmashas between a Rishus daraisa and a rishus drabanan litzarech mitzvah. Shekol davar shu midivrei seifrim legazer alav ben hashvashreis b'maka mitzvah, because isurei drabanan are not in force during ben hashmashes in the face of tzarchei mitzvah oy b'shas hadchak. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan yud. Shekol davar, anything that's in isurei drabanan. Umavur b'shas, it's clear from the Gemara in Erevin Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Da'afim neisin eruvay agabi ilon shehu lamata me'asara tvachim. Let's say you put your Erev on a tree, but it's a tree that's less than 10 tvachim tall. But we're assuming that it is dalet al dalet. V'hu niskamin lishbais lamata ba'aretz shehu rishos harabim. So you had kavanah to be kone shvisa on the ground in rishos harabim. And there is a tree over here, but it's a short tree. The tree is less than 10 tefachim tall, but the tree is dalet al dalet. So what's the tree? The tree is a carmelis. If you have a surface that's less than 10 tefachim tall, but it is dalet al dalet, and it's in the rishus harabim, since it's dalet al dalet, it's a choshava rishus, but it's less than 10 tefachim tall. So if it was 10 tefachim tall and dalet al dalet, it would be rishus hayachid. But it's less than 10 tefachim tall. It's dalet al dalet. Okay, it's a carmelis. So the surface of this tree is a carmelis. So you had intent to be kind of shvisa in the rishus harabim. You put your erev in a carmelis. Now, we already said that that's not a problem, right? Because transferring from the carmelis to the rishus harabim during ben hashmoshes for any ruvei tchumen, which is a tzarchei mitzvah, is okay. But over here, there's a catch. Now you're dealing with two isurei drabanan. One is transferring from the tree, which is a carmelis, to the rishus harabim. The other one is being mishtamish be'ilon. So now you're dealing with two isurei drabanan during ben hashmoshes. Says the Mishnah Berurah sheyesh bazeh shnei shvusim im yita la'erev min ha'ilon. Even though taking the erev off of the tree is going to involve violating two isurei drabanan. Echad shehu mikarmelis l'rishus harabim. One is you're transferring from the tree, which is a carmelis, to the rishus harabim. Like the Mishnah Berurah says in the brackets, to ha'ilon carmelisu. The tree is a carmelis because it's less than 10 tefachim tall, but it's dalet al dalet. Va'oyed shehu mishtamish be'ilon shehu mechubar. And you're also being mishtamish b'mechubar, lekarka, you're being mishtamish b'ilon, which is an issa d'rabbanon, a gzera, we're afraid you might break something off the tree. Afilu hachia the erev, it still would be a good erev, mitam d'le gazra al shvusin ben hashmashois, because even though over here you're dealing with a double d'rabbanon, tzerich mitzvah ben hashmashois, it's mutter. This happens to be, by the way, a rather significant machlokes rishonim. Nevertheless, says the Chavetz Chaim, yesh shvusin shegas raf le'idyin zeh, there are isurei d'rabbanan that we are gozer on, even letzarech mitzvah during ben hashmashos, ukid l'kamei, besif she'achar zeh, which we're going to discuss shortly in Sif Gimel. Ois kat yinal, b'makim mitzvah, ve'eruv et kubin chashu b'makim mitzvah. Making an eruv tchumin is always going to be considered b'makim mitzvah, doha ein ma'arvin el l'dvar mitzvah, kid l'kamam besif taf tesvav, because as we have mentioned already earlier, you only make an eruv et tchumin l'tzarech mitzvah. Moving on to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Nisanai b'roish hakane oi hakundis hatzaymchem min ha'aretz. If you placed the mazon shtei sudais of the eruvei tchumen on top of a reed, I'm not sure exactly what the difference between a kane and a kundas is. They're both different types of reeds that grow from the ground. Nesani b'roish hakane oi hakundas hatzaymchem in ha'aretz enoi erev. Your Erev is not going to be an Erev. Why is it not a good Erev? Because again, you put your Erev in a place where you cannot access it during Ben Hashmashos. So again, it's not Hu ve'eruvai b'makom echad. Even if your intended makom shvisa is right by the kane or the kundas, your Erev is not accessible to you. Why is it not accessible to you? Continues the Mechaber and he says, mipnei she'me'achad she'em rakim. Since this kane and this kundus are relatively soft, v'noichim likatem, and it's very easy to end up breaking them off the ground, v'yischayev chatos, and if you break it off the ground, it would be an iser daraisa, and if you did it b'shoigig, you would be chayev chatos. Now we'll see the Bi'ar Halacha takes issue with the phraseology of v'yischayev chatos. He wonders why you would really be chayev chatos. L'chara, this would be a davar she'ena miskavein, so it wouldn't be a chiyuv chatos, but it would be a malacha that would normally carry a chiyuv chatos if you did it with intent, but you did it b'shoigeg, right? If you would break a kane or a kundos off of the ground and you would do it with intent, you wanted the kundos, you wanted to break it off the ground, but you did it b'shoigeg because you forgot it was Shabbos, so you forgot it was also to do it, that would carry a chiyuv chatos, even if in our particular case, it doesn't carry a chiyuv chatos. But the point is, this is an iser that would be an iser daraisa. Gazru bahem. This would remain usher during Bein HaShemashos. And therefore, the Erev is not accessible to you during Bein HaShemashos. If you would be in your intended Makom Shvisa, you would not be allowed to access the Erev because it would be an iser darabanan. It says here in the parentheses, v'hem rakim ki yerek. If these kane or kundis, if they're very, very soft, like a vegetable stalk, ayin le'el reish simen shin lamed vav sif aleph, this was actually a quite difficult sugya that we learned in shin lamed vav. Basically, the chazal were geyser on a tree. They were not geyser on grasses. And therefore, the Ramah says that something that's very, very soft, like the stalks of vegetables, those are classified as grasses, not on trees, and therefore the Issa Drabbanon of Mishtamish Be'ilon would not apply. Continues the Mechaber, Afilu Ben Hashmashas, Afilu B'Mokim Mitzvah. If we read the Mechaber straight, the Mechaber said that if you put the Erev on top of a Kone or a Kundas, it's not an Erev. Why? Because since they're soft and it's easy to break them off, which would be something which would be an Issa Daraisa, their geyser on it, Afilu Ben Hashmashas, Afilu B'Mokim Mitzvah. This would remain Aser even during Ben Hashmashas, even for an Eruv Tumin, which is considered B'Mokim Mitzvah, it would still be Aser, and therefore the Erev is not accessible to you if you are at your intended Mokim Shvisa during Ben Hashmashas. But if we're talking about a kana or a kundas that had already been cut off the ground and then just stuck back into the ground, hareza erev, if you put the erev on top of that, that would be a good erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut your base. Shemayacha, return to learn about what the Mechaber wants to say is, after behimyech eruva be'ilon, when somebody puts his erev on a tree, which would really prevent you from taking the Erev because of the problem of a Mishtamish Be'ilon, it's still an Erev. Why? Because the Isra of being Mishtamish Be'ilon is an Isra Drabanan, to Lord Gazru Ben Hashmashos B'Moka Mitzvah V'Chanal. Right? Again, if you put your Erev on a tree, even though there's an Isra Drabanan that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon, that's called huve eruvai b'makam echad. Why? Because during Ben HaShemashos, you will be allowed to get your Erev. Why? Because mishtamish be'ilon is only in Issa d'Rabbanan. It's not in force during Ben HaShemashos b'makam mitzvah, and eruvai t'chumin is makam mitzvah, right? Nevertheless, become makam, continues the Mishnah Berurah, b'kane shurach v'dak, if you put your Erev on top of a kane or a kundas, these are things that grow from the ground that are soft and thin. It is very, very reasonable to expect that when you try to take your Erev, you're going to snap the kane or the kundas. And to intentionally do that would be the malacha of kaitzer, which would be an issa daraisa. And therefore, even though ultimately we're dealing with an Issa d'Rabbanan, right, and we're dealing Ben HaShemashos b'makom mitzvah, but over here, this Issa d'Rabbanan remains in force, because this is something that would be an Issa d'Oraisa. It's very reasonable to expect that it will happen, and therefore, it's not considered that your Erev is accessible. The Chavetz Chaim gives us another example of this, where even though accessing your Erev would only run afoul of an Issa d'Rabbanan, and it's Ben HaShemashos and it's B'Mokom Mitzvah, still, that's not going to be considered Huve Ruve B'Mokom Echad, and your Erev is not going to be another Erev. What's that case? Somebody had intent to be kind of shvisa in Rishus HaRabim. So he marked out a specific space in Rishus HaRabim where he has intent to be kind of shvisa. Where did he put his Erev? He put his Erev 8 amos away. Why did he do that? I have no idea. but he put his Erev 8 Amos away from his intended Mokim Shvisa. Now, could you access your Erev from 8 Amos away in Rishus HaRabim? Well, there's an Issa Daraisa to transport something more than Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. So the quick answer would be no, there's no way for you to access your Erev. But that's not really true, because there is a way to access your Erev without being over in Issa Daraisa. What is that? Do pachas pachas midalet amos, right? Go to your intended makom shvisa, then walk over to your Erev 8 amos away. Pick up your Erev. Walk a drop less than dalet amos, and then put your Erev down. Were you over in Issa Daraisa? No. Then pick up the Erev again, and walk again a little bit less than dalet amos. Were you over in Issa Daraisa? No. Now your Erev is accessible to you at your intended makom shvisa. Now, what you just did is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan to transport something pachas pachas midalet amos in Rishus HaRabim, because we're geyser that if we allow you to transport pachas pachas midalet amos, you might easily come to transport more than dalet amos in one shot. So is your Erev accessible to you without being over in Issa D'Raisa? Yeah, you could access your Erev by being over in Issa D'Rabbanan of pachas pachas midalet amos. All right, it's Ben Hashmoshes and it's B'maka Mitzvah. So is the Erev a good Erev? The answer is no. So again, the chen adin b'niyach eruvei b'rishus harabim rochet shmein amis b'mokim sh'niskan lishpoy sham de'ein or erev. It's not an erev. De'ein matirin l'aviyah yetzlei ben hashmashas pachas pachas mi'arba amis. We're not going to allow you to access your erev by doing pachas pachas. Why? To kal lovei l'dechi of chatos, because it's too uncomfortably close and it's too easy for you to accidentally come to be over in Issa D'Raisa of transporting dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim, sheyitalteleno arba amos shleimos b'Rishus HaRabim. And again, this would be a case where even something which l'chayre is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and usually we waive Issuri D'Rabbanan during Ben Hashmashos l'tzarech mitzvah, over here we will not, and therefore the Erev is not a good Erev. Ois katan yud gimel, we were talking here about if the Kane or the kundus is soft kiyerek. Ritzayin alarma, what the Bechari means to say is shem rak of the ramah. Ritzayin alarma, what he means to say is shem rakim the yoiser. The kana, the kundus, they're very soft. Daz yesh larma, the din yerek yesh lev. Then they're not categorized as trees. They're categorized like a yerek, a vegetable, or like asavim, like grasses. They were not included in the gzera against being mishtamish b'mechuber, being mishtamish with an elon. We don't make the gzera that we're afraid if we're going to allow you to be mishtamish with this very soft thing, you might come to pluck it and be over on kaitzer. Two somewhat complicated ice cottons in Mishnah Berurah, where he goes through the Achrayim that disagree with this Rama, and they hold that the Gzera does apply even by something soft like a Yerek. If the Kana or the Kundus were already already plucked off of the ground, and then they were just stuck back into the ground, so then the Mechaber says that the Erev is a good Erev. So if the Kundus was already harvested, so to speak, it was already cut off the ground, then you take the kana or the kundus and you stick it back into the ground and you put the Erev on it, that would be a good Erev. Says the Mishtaroi's cut Yodavim, Yitulshib, Umayri, Afilu, Begavaya, Yoysame, Asara, Va'im Din, Berishus HaRabim. This is true that the Erev is a good Erev, even if the kana or the kundus is more than 10 tfachim tall in Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because it's still not a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Varach Shaliya Barachban, Abar Tfachim. Because it's not Dalet al Dalet. So the other ain't aleim shem rishus hayochid. V'adin b'roichav arba, or even if it is dalet adalet, v'rak she'ed p'chusin me'asar t'fachim b'goiva, but it's less than 10 t'fachim tall, she'ed nechshavin rak l'kamelis, so it's only a kamelis. Avol iminyech b'koneshu gavoy asar t'fachim v'rochav arba t'fachim, shu rishus hayochid gomor, if you have some kind of a post that's 10 t'fachim tall and dalet adalet in rishus harabim, well then the top surface of that is a rishus hayachid. Then loy hevi erivim niskavim lishpoy slamata barit shu rishus harabim. And again, here you see, this person had kavana to become a shvisa in the rishus harabim at the base of this amud. The eriv is on top of this amud, which is a rishus hayachid. His eriv is not a good eriv. Why is his eriv not a good eriv? Because he can't access the Erev from his intended Mokim Shvisa. Now, why don't we say, all right, so let him be koine shvisa on top of the amud where the Erev is. And how is he going to be get access to the Erev? Very simple. He'll climb to the top of the amud. You're allowed to climb to the top of a post in the Rishus HaYachid. It's not being mishtamish in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not called being mishtamish bi'ilon. Right? Imagine, you're out in the Rishus HaRabim, and in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, there's a pillar. There's some kind of a platform. It's more than 10 tefachim tall, and it's dalet al dalet. So the top surface of it is the Rishus HaYachid. Are you allowed to climb up over the... You're not carrying anything. Are you allowed to climb to the top of it on Shabbos? Yeah, you are. So fine. I intended to be kind of shvisa on the ground in the Rishus HaRabim at the base of that post. You're telling me that I'm done. My Erev doesn't work. Why? Because the intended Malkum Shvisa is on the ground in Rishus HaRabim at the base of the post. The Erev is on top of the post, which happens to be Rishus HaYachid. Oh, you can't access the Erev from your intended Malkum Shvisa. So fine, laws up with my intended Malkum Shvisa. Forget about my intended Malkum Shvisa. I blew it. I had a bad intent. Fine. Lamaisa, I have it in Ruvi Tchumen on top of the post. Let me kind of Shvisa at the top of the post. And give me al payim amud l'chol ruach from the top of the post. I'll climb up to the top of the post, and it'll be very nice. Me, my Erev, I could stand on top of the post, and I could eat my donuts. What's the problem? The answer is no. You can't be kind of shvisa on top of the post. Why? Because you didn't intend to. Your intent was to be kind of shvisa on the ground in the Rishus HaRabim. And over there, you don't have an Erev. On top of the post, you have an Erev, but you don't have an intent. You need both. So in that case, you wouldn't be kind of shvisa because you would have to be over in Issa Daraisa to get your Erev down from the top of the post down to the Rishus HaRabim. But again, you have this kunit or kundus that was already broken off the ground and then stuck back in. Hareza Erev says the Mishra is cut in Tezvav. The Bazaar filu yitan gam ken lek Issa Daraisa. If you have a koneh or a kundus that was already detached from the ground, and then you just stuck it back into the ground, even if you break that koneh or the kundus, there's no issa daraisa. It's not growing from the ground anymore. V'yeshar and daf yisir d'rabbanon less betolish. There are those that say it's not even an issa d'rabbanon. Ayin Elya Rabba. We're going to stop over here. Thank you so much for joining me. For Liman HaTorah, the source of Liman HaTorah, should be begging. I got Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanon Shem should send Yeshua as the first panos and should do from all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezkel tzedek. B'mehareh v'yameinu. Amen. Be well.